Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
This is The Woods.
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios.
Woof. Grr.
Hola and welcome to The Woods for another night. I'm That's Bear better. Curious Dean and I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back. I've been away.
You have been for so many weeks. My God.
But I'm back.
Good. Okay, enough of that.
tonight on The Woods, we're going to have a bit of bear banter.
Yes, we're just going to banter
we're
tonight.
We're going to banter. And doing some of the bantering with me this evening, you've heard his voice already.
Already, I know.
Spoil the surprise. It's Big Bear Mark. How you doing, Mark?
I'm good. Yeah, thanks, Dean. It's nice to have you back, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming back.
Do you like my tan? Do you like my tan?
Well, actually, I actually saw you on Monday, yes. And you were more tanned on Monday.
I know. The fluoro lights are just bleaching my skin.
They are.
Also bantering with us this evening is Robbie. It's the cover reporter, Robbie.
How you going?
I'm going very well, thanks,
Robbie. Good to have you back. Good to hear that friendly old voice back on air.
Indeed.
I said friendly old voice. I meant friendly old voice.
No, you got
sorry,
it right.
Guys.
You got it right the first time. It's fine.
Now, with the banter on the topics of our bantering this evening, we're going to be wide-ranging topics of...
Wide-ranging bears.
Bear stuff.
You've got to open up wide.
Thanks for that, Robbie. Your mum's listening, remember?
Hi, Mandy.
But,
of course, we are going to touch on a couple of things. We're going to talk about Margaret Cho, who was in the country, in Melbourne, in fact,
yes,
this week.
Yes, she was.
In the Joy Studios, in fact.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about Margaret Cho. We're also going to talk a little bit about RuPaul's All-Stars.
We are indeed, and we're also going to talk about a little rugby tournament that happened in Sydney last weekend.
Even though we shouldn't talk about it because we didn't bring any silverware home, but more on that later.
More on that.
And I didn't bring in my slide, so no slide night, but I'm going to touch on my holiday because I went from being bear curious to being bear cruising, Dean. So cruising on the high seas.
And not the cruising that everyone's thinking.
No, it's bear cruising on the high seas. I was on a ship.
Yes. Well, we take the other type of bear cruising for granted. But, you know, it's like, yes.
Now, of course, if you'd like to join in the conversation, if you've got something to join in the bantering, if you want to share your views, did you go and see Margaret Cho this week? Let us know what you thought. Or are you watching RuPaul's All-Stars version 2?
Yes.
And you want to know why Latrice Royale is not on there? Text in on 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. Well, tell us about Sydney. Did you go to Sydney for the Purchase Cup? I know you did, Robbie.
I certainly did.
I know.
I didn't. No.
I didn't.
No, Robbie did, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. But we want to talk about Margaret Cho.
Absolutely. So she was on in Melbourne on Monday.
She was. And luckily enough, I've been a Margaret Cho fan, like, since I can remember.
From All American Girl?
I never saw All American Girl.
No, Notorious, maybe.
I saw on TV, wherever it was, The One That You Want.
Ah, yes.
And then from there, the next tour she did, I think that might have been Notorious, I can't remember. Yeah. But that was the first tour I ever saw of Margaret. And I actually seen everyone up until this last one. You went on Monday night.
I did. I was there on Monday night. Yes.
And so I didn't actually see it on Monday night, unfortunately.
And I actually saw her, I think it was 10 years ago, at the Palais in St Kilda.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's the second time I've seen her live. And in fact, similar to the last time she came out, she also brought with her a comedian who I thought was hilarious, and it was Mr. Ian Harvey, a trans comedian who's been on Transparent.
Yes, he's
an actor.
He's a he looks bearish.
He's a bit wolfy.
And yeah, we should try and get him on the show one time, I reckon, because he'd be a very funny guest.
He was very funny. But of course, Margaret was funny on the night as well.
Yes. Margaret is just simply adorable. And look, I was lucky enough to sit down with her, and Luke was there as well for Brekkie Bears. And I thought, well, look, obviously, I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's available on podcast at joy.org.au.
What's that email? What's that website?
Joy.org.au.
Is that where all the podcasts
forward
are?
Forward slash Brekkie Bears.
forward slash Brekkie Bears. And you can go and listen to the whole interview. But what I thought I'd just play is the very first question I asked her was about being a bear and about, because, you know, in the song, the bear song, which she does with
Pixie Herculong,
aka Jules Sabello. She talks about wanting to be a bear, and she's
Margaret Cho wants to be a bear. Does she really?
Yeah. So I actually asked her, does she want to be a bear? And this is what she said.
If I was a bear, I would take you on a picnic. Look at my basket. You can see I got a big dick. When I kiss on you, you would get so dizzy. Check me out, boo boo.
Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub in the studio.
Yes.
And sitting right next to me, I'm all a flutter because it's the lovely Margaret Cho.
Hi.
Hey, thank you very much for making time to come and see us at Joy.
Thank you.
I want to ask you, bears, because we're bears. You can obviously tell we're bears.
Clearly. We are large and hairy creatures. That's what we do.
And you've friends with the guys who do Where the Bears Are. And
yes.
You did the bear song with Jules Soberly.
Yes.
And in the tradition of that song, if you were a man, would you want to be a bear?
I would definitely want to be a bear. I mean, I think that to me, it's the most exciting subculture. I mean, also, like, there's the other leather bear. So that, to me, is my favorite. Leather bears are so fabulous. It's so fun. And then I go to Folsom Street Fair, which is kind of like the big meeting of all the leather communities, but leather bears are especially representative. That's very, very cute, very cool.
What about leather bears in particular do you relate with?
I think the smell. There's a smell of hairy leather, kind of big men. I just love the way it looks. Leather, something about leather in a harness that just like in a bear body, with the hair. It's perfect. It's very sexy.
In fact, I just got a new pair of chaps this morning.
Oh, you did?
I did.
You've been shopping.
I did. They got delivered this morning.
And fabulous.
That new leather smell.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I love it.
Are they like zipper or like lace up?
They're zipper.
Mm-hmm.
But it folds over so you can't see the zipper.
Oh, it's like, so good. Yeah.
That's Margaret Cho. She wants to be a bear.
Yeah, look, I mean, she loves the bears. I mean, it was really good, actually. Margaret actually came in early to the studio. We were only meant to have 15 minutes with her.
Yeah, yeah.
And we ended up being with her for over an hour. And I did my little host thing and I showed around the studio and introduced her to everyone. And
nice.
It was really cool. I mean, being a fan of all these years. And she's actually the one interview I've always wanted to do, like always.
Yes, you were very excited in the weeks leading up.
I was so excited, and you might have noticed that was the first question I asked her, and I was a little nervous to start with, but then I settled down.
It's a really great interview. If you have time, do have a listen, because it's very funny. She does a bit of an impression of her mum, and
yeah, she does, and she talks about her new TV show she's writing, and there's a whole lot of things in there, and it is quite a long interview, but it's worth the listen, I reckon.
One of the things I like about Margaret Cho is not only her material on stage, but when she's off stage, the platform and the way she presents the issues and discusses the issues, and how generous she is of her time with the media.
Exactly.
She makes herself available to have those conversations on a range of platforms.
Yeah, and she seems really casual about it as well. Yeah. It's not like there's any pressure. And, you know, she did arrive with a little entourage. There was only three people she arrived with.
Oh.
And actually one of them was a very cute cub. But
she's got her bears around her.
She has her onto bear.
I think what everyone really wants to know at home, Mark.
Yeah.
How are the leather chaps going?
I haven't worn them out yet. I've still got them. I haven't actually I put them on one leg.
Have you worn them in? Do you have to wear them around the house?
No. Well, I should actually try them out, shouldn't I?
You need an occasion, though. You don't really wear chaps to do the vacuuming, surely.
No.
Wear them into the show one night.
There's a trough coming up.
Now, we have had a message in on 0427 Joy 949. I made a comment before about the travesty that was Latrice Royale not appearing in RuPaul's All-Stars Season 2, and I've been corrected.
Well, not corrected, because she's not starring in All-Stars
Season 2.
Well, she's
not. No. But apparently, I'd forgotten, because she was in All-Stars Season 1.
Yes.
What about the bigger girl? They should have brought her back.
Well, yeah, I think the little Ginge Minge is sort of representing the bigger girls.
We'll talk about it a little bit later on.
Coming up next, though,
we are going to talk about rugby. So if you were at the Purchase Cup in Sydney over the weekend, tell us what you thought. 0427 joy 949, or send us a message on air at joy.org.au. Stick around, you're on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Ah, when we were young, it's Divine Nights, and you're listening to The Woods. I'm Bear Curious Dean. We've got some bear bantering going on this evening, exactly, with Big Bear Mark and Robbie,
just quickly,
cub reporter.
I just wanted to say Divine Nights are an LGBTI duo from Sydney. They're a really good band. If you've never heard of them, check them out. You can also hear an interview on them on the podcast for Recce Bears as well.
Plug away.
Listen to the podcast.
Listen to the podcast.
Divine Nights. That was Divine a good Nights. Song when we were young. Yeah, I like that.
They've got a couple of really good songs, and they're really nice guys as well, so definitely check them out and support them.
Now, cub reporter Robbie, you've been on assignment. We've sent you to Sydney to cover the Purchase Cup.
And I did such a good job of it. I was very sound of mind the entire weekend.
So tell me, what is the Purchase Cup?
The Purchase Cup is the gay rugby cup for all the Australian-New Zealand teams.
So it's like an Asia-Pacific Bingham.
Yeah, kind of. So Bingham is the World Cup for gay rugby. It was an Australian thing. New Zealand have now jumped on board, so we've got representatives from Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, and also Auckland.
Fantastic.
Very good. But the news wasn't as good as the Bingham Cup.
Unfortunately, off the high of the Melbourne Chargers winning the World Championship Bingham Cup.
It was in Nashville, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was in Nashville. Unfortunately, a lot of the players said, well, let's retire on a high, and off they went.
It's always good to go out on a high.
It is good to go out on a high. Yes. And this is a fair few weeks after. Even a lot of our players are sort of like, we're sick of playing rugby. We've been playing rugby since May. Like,
I'm tired.
Yeah, they did run. I need a manicure. Yeah. Sent over the B team. Melbourne Chargers has an A and a B team. Sent over the B team. The B team did quite well. We did win one out of two of our matches. But unfortunately, of the two tiers of competition, the Sydney Convicts took home both of the silverware. So that was a bit disappointing.
How did the Brisbane boys go?
Brisbane went really well. They got into the final with Sydney, and had Melbourne certainly had their back, as they did ours in Nashville. And they unfortunately just couldn't quite get it over the Convicts, who are a very, very strong team.
They are. They've been a strong team for a long time.
They've been around for a long time. They're Bingham champions several times they have been. And they're a little bit undefeatable, especially on their own home turf.
Yeah, and how did Chargy go?
Chargy, the team mascot.
Yes.
Who may or may not have had me inside him again.
Hello. Oh, my God.
Choice of words. It was great. I mean, thank goodness the weather wasn't quite like Nashville, so nobody passed out this time. But the real competition of the weekend, Chargy made a surprise debut, there was a drag competition that night between Sydney and Melbourne.
Yeah.
And Sydney, Melbourne, the representative from Melbourne, we decided we have two Chargy outfits.
Right.
So myself and a mystery other, my husband Dave.
Hey Dave.
Suited up as Chargy and backup dancers. And unfortunately, we didn't win that competition either.
Oh, that's no good at all.
Sorry, was Chargy in drag?
Chargy was in drag. So
what was Chargy's drag name?
We were called a Betty for very convoluted reasons. But
Betty the Bull.
Betty the Bull. Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. Well done.
That makes sense.
And of course, preparing for the Purchase Cup, I imagine there's training and there's running and there's doing drills and all sorts of things. But for those who aren't running on the field, for the wags, for the partners, how much preparation goes into preparing for a Purchase Cup? I look to you, Robbie.
You'd be very surprised.
I don't think I would be, actually. tell us all.
Look, there used to not be a lot, but this time around we were a very organised crew. We had our own T-shirts.
You had a wag T-shirt?
We had a wag T-shirt with it said athletic supporter on the front, which is...
That's nice.
That's another word for a jockstrap.
We all know what an athletic supporter
took
does.
Took me a while to get that one.
Exactly.
Had our nicknames on the back and Purchase Cup.
You had nicknames as well.
Yeah.
You what was your what was your nickname?
Mine was Chargy.
Chargy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What was Dina Curry's nickname?
Dinas.
Oh, of course.
It's a name that he uses, but a lot of them just use their dating app. Profile name.
It pays to advertise.
It certainly does.
A lot of effort goes into this WAG business.
Yeah, we had a WAGZEBO, which is
a WAGZEBO. What's that?
That's like a gazebo, but for WAGs.
I'll keep the sun away. Keep the sun off.
Well, it's you know, to assist with the shade. Not that we you've don't got to, bring enough shade.
You've got to keep your mimosas cold, don't you?
That's right. No, it was a fantastic tournament. Looking forward to next year when all the WAGs will be represented bigger and better.
So are we at the end of the rugby season?
It's now all over, thank goodness. Oh. My husband is very happy to take a rest and lie down and stop playing rugby for a little while. They can all let their injuries heal.
Oh, do you have a list of things for him to do around the home now that he's going to be spending more time?
I'll give him a couple more days off.
Let him recharge, yes. I think it sounds like you need the recharge more than he does.
It was a big weekend.
Absolutely.
Dean?
Sorry, I have to just acknowledge, I've only been in the country a couple of days.
Now, Dean's very jet-lagged.
And I'm a little bit jet-lagged, and I keep just vaguing out.
That's all right. we'll allow you to vague out occasionally.
Occasionally. Yeah. I've never had jet lag before. I don't know if you guys ever had jet lag.
Yes, I've had jet lag once or twice. I'm usually quite good, but I think as I'm getting older, it is taking more of a toll. But my sleep patterns are horrendous anyway, so...
Yeah. I think I've read somewhere that if you're flying west, it's not as bad as when you fly east.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've heard those
theories as well. I've had it both ways, but...
Yeah. Well, it's a whole other show, Robbie. But.
So how were you jet-lagged when you were cruising? I assume you took the boat all the way back to Australia, didn't you?
A slow boat back to Australia. No, we flew from Barcelona back to Melbourne.
Yes. Your new spiritual home, you said,
my
Barcelona.
New spiritual home is Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Right. Barcelona. Hola.
It's all that Gaudi... stuff is beautiful. Amazing.
But imagine my embarrassment when I'd been saying hola to everybody and I realised it's silent H, hola. It's actually hola, not hola.
Yeah.
It's hola.
Hola is...
Sorry, are you saying different things?
I am. It's a silent H. It makes all the difference.
I can't remember what it... Hola is...
Hola means wave.
Wave,
but
yes.
Hola with a silent H means hello.
Yes.
Hola. What was I saying then? Was that wave or hello? Hola.
I can't.
That's hello.
It's so, like how people say stitches instead of...
Stitches.
Stitches.
Stitches. Yeah. We rehearsed that later. Stitches, not stitches.
Yes, exactly.
You
it's a very difficult
stitches,
one.
Not in stitches.
Yeah. Which is, of course, the Big Bear. They're probably the biggest in the world, I'd say now. Maybe competing with P-Town Bear Week, but...
Trust the Bears to have an event at P-Town. Is that for the water sports Bears, is that?
No, Province.
Provincetown.
Oh, Provincetown.
Which is a lovely little place in Massachusetts, which I actually have visited before, but unfortunately I went in the dead of winter and it was... it's not the same without hundreds of bears.
Now, if you've been to P-Town or you've been to Sitges, we'd love to hear from you.
Or you're into water sports.
Or if you've been to water sports, but if you've been to P-Town or to Sitges, we'd love to hear from you. SMS in on 0427 JOY 949 or on air at joy.org.au. If I was there, take you on a picnic. Look at my basket. You can see I got a big dick. When I kiss on you, you will get so dizzy. Check me out, boo-boo. I'm a straight up grizzly.
Hi, I'm Margaret Cho. You're listening to The Woods, the Bear Community Show at Joy 94.9.
She wants to be a bear.
Oh, thanks, Margaret. Thanks, Margaret.
I got my money's worth with her, didn't I? I'll tell you what.
Tell you what, Margaret was spot on. You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with Big Bear Mark and cub reporter Robbie. And we've got a bit of bear banter tonight, which is a bit of a glad bag of topics of interest to us and hopefully to you as the part of the bear community.
Exactly. Now, we were talking about cruising before.
We were. So, as I said earlier, I'm a bear curious, but now I'm a bear cruiser. Bear cruising on the high seas.
You're an accidental bear cruiser, aren't
you? Let me tell you all about it. So, my partner and I, Anthony, we've been together now for 20 years, so we thought to celebrate. What do you do for your 20th anniversary? We thought we'd go to the Love Boat. You know, how romantic would that be?
Be the captain and Tennille.
No, just us and 4,000 other people on a boat in the middle of the Mediterranean.
Yeah, and you know.
So romantic.
It would be so romantic, and you'd get away and you wouldn't know a soul, would you?
That's right. And of course, you do it in the middle of European school holidays, so there'd be kids everywhere. So romantic.
But that's not exactly what happened.
That's not exactly what happened. No. So we went on this cruise, very nice cruise. And as I say, first time cruiser. We're a bit sure, we weren't sure whether we were too old or too young, but as it turned out, I think we were just right. So we're in the on the cruise. Yeah. Have you guys done a cruise before?
No.
When I was 16, my parents took me on.
That sounds too young.
Well, and when I was one, because it's funny, I was born in Scotland. Mm. My parents came to Australia on the Fairstar, which is an old P&O ship. And when I was 16, they took me on the Fairstar and we went around the South Pacific.
Nice.
So it was like a bit of a funny coincidence.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, I haven't been on one since I've been 16.
No. It's kind of, it's all laid on. Like you pay a price and you get on and there's just food and drinks and entertainment and...
Don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah. Bingo.
Leave your wallet at home.
Well, they do try and get you in other ways, but... So there's a buffet.
Oh, we love a buffet.
Well, I know. I've learned not to get in between a bear and his buffet. But there's something about a buffet that does things to people's sense of... what's the word? For example, for breakfast, they have bacon and eggs.
Yes.
I've never seen before somebody have a whole plate piled high with bacon. Apparently that's our meal. You, and then they go back for more.
You need to go to more bear events.
This wasn't the bears necessarily. This was just,
yeah, this is everyone, just yeah.
But yeah, so food and buffets on a cruise. But as I say, my gaydar's not the most finely tuned.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're lying by the pool on the ship in the middle of the Mediterranean. And out of the corner of my eye, I can see these sort of hefty and hurly blokes get in the pool. And I'm thinking, they're probably German tourists.
Probably.
Or a couple of tradies, you know,
yeah,
on travelling. Then they open their mouths and I hear the Australian accent. Now, I don't know about you, but when I travel and I hear the Australian accent...
Cringe.
There's a question. I think, do I keep my mouth shut and pretend that I'm Spanish or Greek or something and I can't speak another language?
Well, you could almost pass as Spanish.
I could, yeah. With my European heritage. Yes. I could be Italian or Greek.
And by
or
then very brown skin.
I was getting browner. Or do I actually strike up a conversation and get to know these Australians? Well, I decided, look, I'm on holiday. What the hell? I'll have a chat.
Yeah.
Turns out... that they weren't German tourists and they weren't tradies. They're actually bears.
Yes.
From Australia. From Melbourne. Yeah. I know.
You go all this way to see bears from Melbourne.
I'm on the other side of the world. I'm meeting bears from Melbourne.
Exactly.
And Brisbane and from Sydney and from America. So that was kind of nice.
That's kind of cool. And, of course, where were they going?
Well, it turns out, I mean, we booked this cruise, you know, 12 months ago. We had no idea. Turns out that on arrival of our cruise ship in Barcelona, these guys were all heading down to Sitges for Bear Week.
Of course they were.
So perfect timing.
Yeah. So that's brilliant.
So one of the things that on a cruise ship, you have dinner sitting. So you sit with the same people, strangers, every night, and you get to meet them and get to know them. So we got to meet some lovely Americans and a lovely couple also from Melbourne and a couple from Holland. And every day we'd compare our notes of our travels and our excursions and what we'd learnt.
Mm.
And then we'd compare notes about how we'd gone at the bingo or how we'd gone to the trivia or whatever. Given that we got to know these guys on the ship, we got invited to a toga party and a leather and Levi night and a tea dance.
Yay!
So when this American chap said to me, so what'd you get up to?
Yeah.
I had to say about the toga night.
You went to a toga night?
And then they wanted to get invited. It's like, well, no, you have to...
It's a special type of toga night. Yeah,
so down the back of the boat in the early hours of the morning, there we were with our bed sheets.
Ah,
doing the whole toga thing. So
that's fantastic.
I was on a cruise ship accidentally with a whole lot of bears from around the world.
So part of the cruise ship was actually an organised bear event.
Bear cruise.
I think it was organised through social media. I don't know that it was. I don't know that anybody paid or subscribed to be on a bear.
But they had their own events and stuff going on the ship. That's fantastic.
Cool.
That's
so really one of the
cool.
days, one of the guys, one of the Brisbane bears, organised a bit of a day trip out to Taormina in Sicily.
Lovely.
Beautiful little village up in the Sicilian hills and out of Messina. So we got kind of, you know, explore together.
So you hung out with the bears.
Hung out with the bears.
See, you could have decided just to lay by that pool and not say hello to those people.
But I would have missed out on the experience of meeting somebody from Melbourne.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would have had...
Well, the whole thing is you've met new people and you know, like, you'll see them at the Laird and you'll go...
I'm sure I will.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Darren. How you going?
Oh, we're going to meet their names. Well, there you go. There are a couple of other names as well.
Well, they know who they are.
They know who they are. If you are friends with them on social media, you would have seen some of the hijinks and shenanigans they've got up to in Sitges.
Yes.
Now, of course, Sitges is about 30 to 40 minutes out of Barcelona, so you just it's just a quick train ride, so it's quite easy to get to. We went during the day.
Oh, you did.
We went down during the day to have a bit of a look-see.
Now, did you go down when the Bears were having the...
We went down the day before Bear Village opened and Bear Week began.
But there'd be heaps of bears down there.
It was Bear City. Yeah. There were bears everywhere. And we had a, you know, Aperol spritz by the water. Had a bit of a paella. A bit of a walk on the boulevard there and some bear spotting. But, of course, we were there during the siesta. So I think the bears were having a bit of a snooze.
Yeah.
But there were some bears.
Bears do love a snooze.
They do like a snooze.
And you can't go outdoors when you're a bear and have a snooze because you need your CPAP. So
there's no way to plug it in.
Yeah, you've got to have somewhere to plug it
and
in.
And the funny thing is, because my Gator is not so finely tuned, but I'd learnt my lesson on the ship to look out for the hirsute and hairy and maybe make the connection that they are a bear, everywhere I looked were bears. And I kept thinking, do I know you from Melbourne? Do I know you?
But no. Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously... Stitches.
Snitches get stitches.
Is obvious, as we said, it's probably the largest bear event in the world at the moment. If not, it's the second, because then you'd compare it to P-Town, Provincetown, Robbie. Provincetown. And, but look, I mean, we've got our own bear events. Obviously, coming up in 2 weeks' time, you've got Next coming up in Brisbane, Northern Next. Exposure.
Oh, Northern Exposure. Ah.
Yes.
Yeah, the cool kids call it Next.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Hashtag Next or just Next?
Just Next. Okay. And thank you, the guys up there, for organising it on my birthday, because everyone I've invited to the party is going up there.
But your birthday, Mark?
Yes.
When's that?
It's on the 29th.
How old are you turning?
Sorry, Mark, I can't hear you. I'll turn the microphone up.
Is it a special year?
Let's just say it's a big O birthday for me this year, yes. So I am having a little party and lots of people are invited, so it should be fun. But, yeah, so Next is happening. And then the other thing that's coming up also is Bearstock in Adelaide is happening again in November. So I know I'm actually planning, I might even go to Bearstock this year. I haven't been across to Adelaide since 1988.
I don't think it's changed much.
Really?
We like Adelaide. Yeah. It's very pretty, the jacaranda trees and the wine. We like a bit of wine.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a big week. That's the 24th to the 27th November. Bearstock 16. So I've been doing it for 16 years now. That's pretty, you know, that's an effort.
That's healthy.
Yeah, that's really good. And, of course, I'll be looking forward to catching up with a few people and having a bit of fun in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And there's a... Now, what was the other one that you were talking about before?
When we were in America not a few months ago, that we went to a Barracuda event. Barracuda are a big presence in the US.
Not Barracuda, but Barracuda.
Barracuda. That's one of the driving US forces. They put on parties all over the country, and they've got their own cruise as well in February next year. And I went, that's bucket list.
That'll be fantastic. I've been to, because they do parties in Australia as well. I actually went to one in San Francisco quite a few years ago. It was part of the very last IBR, which is the International Bear Rendezvous, which used to be the biggest bear event in the world, but unfortunately they folded.
Oh.
So yeah, they don't do it anymore.
Oh. No more bear fun.
Well, there's plenty of other bear fun elsewhere around the world, that's for sure. One I really want to get to is the one in Iceland. I think that would be a fantastic one.
Well, on the cruise ship, I actually met Magnus and Bjorn, two bears from Iceland. Yeah.
There you go.
Lovely chaps.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
I think
they worked with the sun, though. They got a bit burnt.
Yeah, well, it would be in a couple of weeks as well. They usually do it early October. So that's the one I'm dying to go to. I'd really love to go to that one.
Bear events around the world.
Yeah.
There you go. Tonight we are having a bit of bear banter. You're on the woods. Coming up next, we're going to talk about RuPaul. But to get you in the mood, we're going to sissy that walk. You've been warned. You're on the woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
You're still doing that.
You missed it.
You missed out the one where they didn't do it, and I did it by myself one day.
We had a slight emergency. James and I forgot to do the and I got to do them all by myself.
Do it by myself.
Well, there you go. Look, you are on the woods. We'll be going to every week. I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with Big Bear Mark and Cub reporter Robbie, and we're having a bit of bear banter about a range of topics.
Yes.
And the topic we're about to go to now is one of close to our hearts. It's RuPaul's All Stars 2.
Exactly. And no one can whinge about us doing spoilers because it's live on Foxtel.
Or if you haven't, if you're not up to date,
then tune out for a couple of minutes.
Tune out for 5 minutes. Yeah. Come
on.
You can have spoilers. That's fine.
So, what's the elephant in the room? Who was evicted last week?
Oh, poor Ginger.
Ginger Minge. Like the bigger girls, yeah?
Look, I don't think many people like Ginger, but I kind of liked her.
I like her. She came back very funny this season.
Yeah.
She's better than she even was.
She's a great performer.
On her own season. I thought she should have won her own season. For sure. She was top three. She was much better than Violet Chachki, who did win.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Violet is okay, not my favourite. I think Ginger should have won as well. But I was really disappointed because, I mean, but there's so many good queens in there this season. It's hard to, I mean, you're going to have your favourites going. That's
absolutely. With Ginger Minj, I did see a clip online of her singing I Am What I Am at a Harvey Fierstein event.
Yeah.
Like singing live.
Yeah, she does.
She was great.
In the talent contest, she sang live as well. Yeah. I mean, she is a really good singer. And, I mean, she's better than Fifi O'Hara, let's face it.
She's a strange one, isn't she?
Oh, isn't she?
I'm not
she?
Familiar with her, but
she's a bitch.
Yeah.
But she's keen to redeem herself.
Oh, she hasn't, though. No. She's a shady
lady. I think
lady.
A lot of people can't forgive her for her own season. She's certainly got the undercurrents. But you know what she does? Her look is very good. She does do a very professional drag. She did the 365 days of drags, which was a different cosplay outfit every day for a year.
The cosplay one she did, was it this week?
Yeah.
That was really good.
Very good. She's got great skills.
Yeah, but...
she's just not a very nice person.
She's so shady. It's like all that little whispering to people about, oh, are you sure you want to do that? Or you? That's just, kick her off. Kick her off.
So tell me, boys, who's your money on? Who would you...
So hard to say with this new format. So the girls are obviously voting each other off.
Yeah.
It's really hard to tell. But look, you would think that Alaska's right up there this season. Yep. People love Cartier, that she did fall over a little bit this week.
She was in the bottom two this week. Yeah. Look, and I agree. Cartier and Alaska are always going to be my favourite two. And Alyssa Edwards is just so funny.
Alyssa's never going to be a winner, but she's very entertaining. She's probably one of the most entertaining contestants we've ever had. Yeah. I know my husband David at home, it's his favourite ever contestant. And every time she speaks, he just cracks up.
My money's on Alaska. I think Alaska's fabulous.
Yeah.
But I was one of the queens who returned who I was really impressed with. Listen to me, Tatiana. I just thought Tatiana was beautiful and quite talented.
And the spoken word thing she did was simply amazing. For me, my money's on Alaska as well.
Yeah.
I just think she has elevated herself since her season so much. Her look is so much more sophisticated. She is on point with the jokes. She can sing. She's talented. I think she's going to win. The thing that's going to stop her is if she does get in the bottom two, they'd be silly not to vote her out.
She'd be a threat.
She'd be a complete threat.
But they're not. They've all agreed not to do that. Although it'll be interesting to see what the fallout is this week,
because they didn't. I mean,
Alyssa didn't follow that according.
No, because I reckon that Ginger did a better job than Cartier at this week.
And they or even Cartier agreed. That that was the case.
And if they were going with that, Cartier should have been gone.
But Alyssa said, you know, I did like her point that, you know, being in the bottom is sometimes just a one-night gig. It was her line on, which is great.
Which is true too. But what do you think it is about a drag race that really appeals to bears? There's so many bears that love drag. There's a couple that hate it.
I was going to say, not everybody likes drag. We've got to acknowledge that.
No, yeah. But I think drag race, it just really appeals to the bear community mind, I think. I don't know what it is, but people love it.
We've just had a message in.
Yeah.
From Anonymous, so thank you, Anonymous. We'll call you. What will we call you?
We'll call you Mandy. That's my mother.
Oh, it's Mandy. Hello, Mandy.
Oh, hi, Mandy. So Mandy can't believe what is it? I can't believe I know what you're talking about.
She said that she even knows who all the girls are, and I'm very proud of you, Mum. That's fantastic.
Mum's done her research.
Have you been having Mum around watching Drag Race with her?
She's been doing little catch-ups on her own at home.
Well, we'll have to have your mum into the studio one night. If you're listening, Mandy,
she would love that.
This is your invitation. We want you to come in and have
talk
a
about
chat with
being
us.
The mum of a boy in the bear
Absolutely.
Community.
The boy
in
the bear. Yeah. If you are a bear or a bear admirer and you're listening to us thinking, what the hell are those guys talking about? You can explore back episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
And there's been, what, 7 seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
And this is a second All-Stars. So 7+2.
Exactly.
And this week, some exciting news out of the US. RuPaul has finally been recognised.
Isn't
an
that
Emmy.
Great?
Isn't this fantastic?
He has beat Ryan Seacrest. So one queen beating another.
Yeah, not hard. Well,
allegedly.
You can't out anyone. And no, look, I think, I don't know if you ever saw this. It was, there was a clip online with Britney Spears and Ryan Seacrest talked about his girlfriend.
Oh, I have seen this.
Britney Spears was like, he's, and I think she actually said it. She said, he's straight. And I was like, because she thought he was gay as well. And everyone thinks he's gay, but apparently he's not.
I don't think he is. Yeah, I don't know.
No, he's not.
He's quite comfortable
but
with
good
it.
On RuPaul for winning an Emmy. I mean, it's a mainstream competition.
Yeah.
And I guess for many years now, drag and even Bravo and the content that Bravo produces, or Logo, sorry.
It's a Logo, yes.
It's been seen as being alternative or just for an LGBTIQ audience.
Yeah.
But in winning an Emmy, that's kind of mainstream recognition.
Well, you've got to think that this show has broadened the appeal of the genre. I mean, you know, I was never a big fan of drag. I suppose since, well, I was in the 80s and 90s in Sydney, I have to say, but lately probably not so. But this, the Drag Race has really brought it back to the fore, and people do go down and watch a lot of drag now. I mean, these girls come out to Australia. It would be great to have an Australian version.
Yeah, that would be great. There is an English version in the works.
Yep.
The rights have been bought and the show's been planned, so that's exciting.
We could get Dolly Diamond hosting it.
Great to see one with all our local queens on it, wouldn't it?
So,
and then we could have a drag, like a World Idol drag, like the Eurovision of drag.
Oh, you're a bear with a plan. I like a bear with a plan. Now, if you've got a plan for an Australian version of RuPaul's Drag Race, let us know your ideas. 0427 Joy 949. And if I can make
it to the middle of this tightrope. Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too. You're listening to The Woods on Joy
94.9. And that brings us to the end of The Woods for another week.
It does.
Look, my... what have I...
The jet lag!
There's been an hour of bear banter. I think I've done very well.
You have done very well, Dean.
I just played it for the last hour, but no, I think I'll get my tan back.
How long have you been back in the country now?
Oh, couple of days.
Yeah.
And I'm back at work as well. It's hard going back to work.
Yeah.
After 5 weeks away.
After 5 weeks.
I know.
Yeah, it's a long time to be away as well.
But it's nice to be back home in my own bed with the puss cat and everything else like that.
Very good.
So what's happening this week with Brekkie Bears?
Oh, look, Brekkie Bears, another exciting week.
Brekkie Bears is an exciting facelift, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, we've had a new addition to the team. We've got the lovely SJ on the team now. So she's our Goldilocks. If you don't know SJ, she used to do a show called Fast and the Frivolous on Joy on a Tuesday afternoon. She's a gaby.
Uh-huh.
She basically has... her mum and her dad are both gay.
Uh-huh.
And she's from Zimbabwe. And, so she's part of the Brekkie Bears team. She's a lovely lady and she'll be bantering with us. This week, SJ and I are going to be talking to Anthony Scalia.
Oh, really?
Yes, Anthony's just about to release a brand new album, which I've been lucky enough to have a listen of. And we'll be playing at least one of the songs from there on Monday and having a chat with Anthony as well.
He's got a great voice, Anthony Scalia.
He's got an amazing voice.
He's pocket size, isn't he?
Well, tiny. I can't wait to see photos of you and him next to each other.
I was just going to say, I don't know if I should be saying this, but everyone in the studio is dying to get the photo with me and Anthony because he's so...
Because what are you? Petite. You're Big Bear Mark. You're what? Eight foot? 9 foot?
No. I'm
Hagrid.
I'm only 6 foot three. Luke is actually taller than me. He's 6 foot six.
Yes.
192 centimetres I am. And I don't know how tall Anthony is, but he's tiny.
Uh-huh.
So they want me to pick him up and all sorts of things. And I'm going, you can't do that with a guest.
But you can ask him nicely. He might like it. You know?
Not without his consent, anyway.
It's like, come to Papa. Yeah.
So Brekkie Bears is Monday morning.
Monday morning, 6:30 to 9 o'clock.
Lovely.
Then also next Thursday on The Woods, we will be talking about leather again.
Uh-huh.
For a different.
And there's a fantastic party coming up.
You're going to wear your chaps, Mark.
Yeah, I could wear my chaps next week and go along to S&P afterwards. There's a fantastic party coming up. We're going to have Andrew Lovett come in, who we talked to before, and I think BJ from eagle leather might be coming in as well. So we'll be talking all things leather.
Now, one of the things that I'll be doing this week is catching up on my podcasts of episodes of The Woods that I missed while I was away. One in particular that I'm very interested in listening to is the Intersex Bear interview you did with Jason.
Jason is just such an amazing person and just had such an amazing life.
Yeah, he's had so many good stories to tell.
And we've done two shows with Jason now, so catch the other podcast as well.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, his life as with being intersex as well was very interesting, and what he has to go through.
Yeah,
you wouldn't dream of the difficulties it can cause. My eyes were opened.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you can go and visit our webpage, joy.org.au/thewoods, and you can see all of our podcasts,
our recent podcasts,
and all the historical ones. Or go to iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook at The Woods on Joy 94.9, follow us on Twitter.
Exactly right.
Wolfgang.
Bye.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.